come alive, come alive in my body, dream. Hey, this is Molly, and you are listening to episode 48 of the Clean Food Dirty Girl podcast. So last week, I was making lunch. I was making some macaroni and cheese, plant-based, of course, and I did it in such a way that snuck in some vegetables in a really easy way. So I wanted to talk about that. And I also have a little bit of a smoothie hack for you as well that I've been doing. So as I go through my day to day, I make notes of things that I do that I think would be useful for other people who are also eating plants or who want to eat more plants. Just things to do to easily incorporate more veggies and more plant-based ingredients into their diet. Oh my God. Excuse me. I'm just going to leave that in. I just choked on air, I swear. How does that happen? It's staying in though. Okay, I'm good. So mac and cheese. I've talked about mac and cheese a lot on this podcast. I have a love for mac and cheese, and I've talked about it before. What I usually do, in case you haven't heard me riff on mac and cheese before, on my batching day on the weekend, I always, usually, 9 times out of 10, I'll make a cheesy sauce. And then I will also cook some gluten-free pasta, like some shells or elbows or spirals or whatever. And then I will cool the pasta, keep it in the fridge, and then put the cheesy sauce in the fridge. So when I'm hungry and it's lunchtime, like it's going to be here soon, making myself hungry here, I will put however much pasta I want in a big bowl, in the bowl that I'm going to be eating out of. And then I boil some water and I put that water over the pasta to heat it up while I heat up the cheesy sauce to go over it. Now, that would be fine, right? Usually the cheesy sauces I make actually have veggies in them. We have a really delicious one, even on our blog, with potatoes and carrots and turmeric and really yummy stuff and onions. There are some cheesy sauces I make that don't have the veggies and that rely on like cashews and different kind of like tapioca starch, different starches, and then a bunch of seasonings. So it varies, right? But I always like to add more veggies. So it's really hard for me to eat something that doesn't have something green in it. So I like having something green on my plate. And so here's something that I did. It was so easy, and I'm just going to share it with you. So I had some cauliflower in the fridge, and I also had a bunch of kale. And so when I was making my mac and cheese, I boiled the water, put the water over the pasta, and then I just let that sit and heat up, right? No, you don't have to time that or anything. Just do that while you're doing this next step. Then I got a pot, put like a cup of water in the bottom. Then I put my steamer basket in the pot and I just cut up some broccoli pieces, right? Just maybe, I don't know, I put like a cup and a half or something. I don't measure. I just put in however much I think I'm going to be hungry for. And so I add that to the steamer basket and then I steam that for about, I don't know, 4 minutes. And then I take the lid off and then I add a bunch of chopped kale right on top of the cauliflower, put the lid back on and steam it for like another minute. So this allows the cauliflower to get nice and steamed, but not overly done. Right? I still like a little bit of a bite to the cauliflower. I don't like it too mushy, but that's just my personal preference. Maybe you like it softer. But then by adding the kale in at the end, the kale is getting not overly steamed. And so for me, and I haven't timed this either. It's about four minutes, I'm guessing. But when you go to do this, keep an eye on the veggies that you're steaming and just kind of take the lid off and put a fork in them just to see their doneness. Now, I could have done this with broccoli as well. I could have done this with carrots. You can steam carrots, right? Or beets, you could steam any veggie. But broccoli and cauliflower is my favorite to do with this mac and cheese situation here. So noodles are reheating in that hot water. And then the cauliflower is steaming, put the kale in, steam it a bit longer, turn off the heat, heat up the cheesy sauce. You can heat the cheesy sauce up at the same time. Just put it on another burner on low. You could also put it in the microwave. And then once you have all those components, it's so easy to put together, right? Once you have the heated up cheesy sauce, the heated up pasta, and then the steamed veggies, you just put the bowl of pasta in a colander, strain out the water, put it back in the bowl, add a bunch of cauliflower and kale, and then put the cheesy sauce over top. Boom, done. Really, really fast, really easy, really delicious, and adding that kind of nutrient-dense burst of fresh steamed veggies. And you could add steamed veggies to anything, but I especially like it in mac and cheese, no matter the cheesy sauce. And I like the combination. I do like half pasta, half veggies. I like that combination because then it gives you different textures. And if you've been listening to this podcast for any time now, I've talked about how important textures are, and having multiple textures add to the overall flavor of a meal, actually. So this was my first thing that I wrote down and I wanted to share with you. The other thing I wanted to share with you is this. So I've talked about this on past episodes too, but I'm still working out 2 days a week. Luann and I are both still doing it. And it's Tuesday, Thursdays. We used to exercise. We used to do this in the evening, but now we do it in the morning. We do it at 9. And our friend / personal fitness person comes to our house at 9 a.m. on the dot, and we do an hour workout. And it's basically, you know, some weight training, some resistance training, nothing crazy, just toning and working on getting stronger and getting some nice muscles. So we're still doing that. We've been doing it for over a year and a half now, and it's going well. I still don't love it, but I just do it. It's habit. I'm always happy when it's over. That's for sure. So we used to have our workouts at like 5:30, and then we changed to noon, and that was really brutal because it's summer here and it's really hot at noon. And I was like, it was just too hot at that time. So we changed it to 9. And so at all these various times, I've had to kind of recalibrate what I'm eating before the workout. So the 5:30 one was a little bit easier because I'd make sure I had, you know, like a big, nice lunch. And then maybe I would have a piece of fruit an hour before workout. And then after my workout, I would have dinner. And so that worked out pretty well. The noon workout, I would usually eat I would eat my porridge around 9. And then what I was doing is eating again at 11, like not a huge meal, but something that could be like lunch. And then working out at 12:30. Actually, it was 12:30, not 12. And so I had like an hour and a half to kind of have that digest before I worked out. And that was okay. I didn't want to wait until after my workout to eat because by 1:30, I'm going to be too hungry to get through the workout. And not like in a physical sense, but I know that my body just, it needed some fuel to do the workout. Okay, so now we changed it to 9. So now, 9 a.m. So now what I'm doing after a little bit of figuring out what works best is I have a smoothie at 8:30, workout at 9, and then at like 10:30, I'll have my porridge. And yeah, 8:15, 8:20, 8:30, somewhere in there, I'll have my smoothie. But what I do is I will get up in the morning, I will prep my smoothie, and then I'll go on my mat and do some stretches, and then I'll do some work stuff and, you know, check on the tortoises and feed our cat and stuff like that. But I like to have the smoothie prepped so that when I when it's time to drink the smoothie, all I have to do is put the blender on and go. So here's what I have been doing. I've just been putting everything into my blender and then sticking my blender in the fridge. And then when I'm ready to make the smoothie, I put the and not like the whole blender in the fridge, but the blender container, I guess I should say. Put everything in the blender container, put the blender container in the fridge, and then put the container on the base of the blender and then blend it. So then it's all I have to do is blend, put it in a cup, drink, and then get ready for my workout. And so that was actually like a pretty good trick to just put everything in the blender beforehand, because this is actually something that you can do the night before. And I like to prep things in advance to make it easier for me when it's time to do the thing. And so I do the same thing with my porridge in the morning. Like first thing when I get up, I'll go downstairs, drink some hot water, and then put porridge in two bowls, put a bunch of fruit on top, put that delicious sunflower seed, toasted coconut, maple concoction that I make on top, and then put a lid on the bowls, put them in the fridge so that when I get hungry to eat my porridge, I just grab it from the fridge, pour over some soy milk, and eat. And so doing this thing with the smoothie is similar, right? So that when I am ready for the smoothie, then I am not having to go make it because I've already prepped for it. Now all I have to do is blend it. And so that's been really easy and really fun. Now, if you have a fridge that doesn't fit a blender container, no worries. You can definitely put things in smoothie bags. And then what you'll do is just put the liquid. I use a combination of soy milk, half water, half soy milk for the liquid part of the smoothie. So you could put whatever the contents of the smoothie in a smoothie bag, put that in the fridge. And then when you're ready to go, put the liquid in the blender, put the contents of the bag in the blender, and then blend. Easy peasy. And you could do that, like I said, you could do that the night before, and that would be one less thing that you have to think about in the morning. I'm thinking for really busy mornings, this would be a very nice way to kind of prepare in advance and do something that your future self is really going to thank you for, that forward future planning. We talk about that a lot too. So with my green smoothies, here's what I usually do. I don't do the measurements. Now, we do have some really great smoothie recipes on the blog. And for those, I did measure everything out because I figured people needed some guidelines. And so I'll put those links in the show notes. But what I do just on my day-to-day life, I make a smoothie for Luann and for myself. I'll pour in soy milk, I'll pour in water, and then I will add a bunch of leafy greens. So right now in my fridge, I have beet greens, I have chard, I have kale. And I wash and dry all of those in advance and put them in a big bowl. So I put a few handfuls of those greens. And then I have a mixture of hemp seeds, chia seeds, and flax seeds. And I put those in the smoothie. Now those have been blended in advance. So I blend the chia seeds and the flax seeds together in the blender. And then I empty out the contents of those of the blender. And then add in the hemp seeds. Stir it all together, put that in a jar, and put that in the fridge. And I do that once, and then that I'm good for like a month. I don't have to think about that again. So the non-dairy milk, the water, the leafy greens, some of the seed mixture I pour over. And then I'll do some passion fruit because here in Hawaii, we call it lily koi. That's the name. And that's also AKA passion fruit. And we grow it in our yard. And this stuff grows like weeds. It's actually an invasive species here. And so it grows literally very fast. And it's wild, this stuff. It produces so much fruit and it's delicious. So, so good. So I always put lily koi. And then I also put bananas and some frozen fruit, frozen berries usually. And so if I'm adding the frozen stuff, I'll just add that in at the end. I won't add the frozen berries to the blender container or like a smoothie bag, if that's what I was doing. I would just keep the frozen stuff frozen. But I would put like the kale and the seeds and the banana. And sometimes I'll throw in like a half of a papaya if I need to use it up, or a little bit of mango if I have extra. Sometimes I'll put in like part of a carrot or some beet. I like to use up what I have in my fridge. And then, yeah, then you blend it. And I mean, I don't measure, because I've been doing this for so long that I know, like, I have the measurements down. I know, like, my body knows how much to add of each thing that gets a nice consistency. Now, sometimes I'll surprise myself and it'll either be way too watery or liquidy, or sometimes it'll be too thick, and then I just either add a little bit more ingredients or add a little bit more liquid, whatever needs to happen. But I just play around until it's delicious. So that's how I do it. And putting those ingredients in the blender container and just sticking that right in the fridge, so that when I go to make my smoothie, I'm just putting in the frozen berries if I'm adding those and blending. So easy. Because that part is already done. Don't have to spend time on that. You know, even for me, evenings and early mornings are always less hectic than later on in the day or later on in the morning. So it makes sense to get some of that prep work done and out of the way, so that when I'm, you know, in that zone of being, you know, pretty, like, with lots of things going on or pretty busy, then that step is done for me. I've already done it. All right, so those are the two things that I wrote down last week to share with you, and try them out if you want. If you're like, no, this was a horrible idea, then obviously don't. It's okay. It's not going to be for everybody. I also wanted to mention before I go that I started reupholstering a stool over the weekend. I'm very excited about it. I had this stool we bought a few years ago and at a secondhand store, and it's a really sturdy like footstool, but the top of it, the cushion on the top, was getting really just the fabric had disintegrated and it was looking pretty bad. And so I was thinking about calling somebody to have them, you know, reupholster it. And then, okay, that's really expensive to have that done, first of all. And second of all, I was like, you know, maybe I can do it. And so I went on YouTube and I just like did a few searches. And then after watching a couple of YouTube videos, I was like, I can totally do that. And so that was a project that I did last weekend. I'm not done, actually. The staple gun that I was using didn't actually work. So to be continued with this story. But the point is, how cool is that? Sometimes I just automatically think like someone else can do it. But wait, what if I can do it? Hold on a minute. It's so empowering to like pause. And if there's something in your life that you're putting off and thinking, oh, somebody else can do this, is it something that you might be able to do? I don't know. Pretty cool to think about. And the next thing that I want to talk about is the coaching that I'm doing for all of September. This is 2022. All of September 2022. The focus is going to be on making peace with your body. So every week for group coaching, this will be the topic. I'm going to be teaching and coaching and giving assignments each week. So if you sign up for Plant Fueled Life, this is included in your membership. So amazing, amazing stuff. So I wanted to mention that as well, because maybe you're a Plant Fueled Life member and you needed a reminder about this, or maybe you're not and you're like, hey, that sounds really good. I want to make peace with my body. And it's going to be a lot of fun and fun. Yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be fun. I think it'll be a really powerful month in group coaching for sure. So I wanted to throw that out there as well. Okay, I hope that you have a wonderful week. May you eat many, 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 many plants. And I'll see you next week. No, you're going to hear me next week. I'm not going to see you probably, but you'll be hearing me next week. Okay, bye. Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoy this podcast, you are going to love Plant Fueled Life, our monthly membership where we help you eat more plants and celebrate that beautiful human imperfection that we all have. You can try it out for free for 10 days by going to the show notes of this episode and clicking on free trial. You can also go to our website, cleanfooddirtygirl.com, and clicking on the banner at the top of the website, click on start free trial, and that'll get you there too. Also, if you enjoyed this episode or if you enjoy this podcast, will you do me a solid and rate and review it so that other people can find it as well? Okay, thanks so much.